words, now the stream. Now the stream, then the river. It's like I always say.
I was just going to say the same thing because I am always saying that as well.
Yeah. It's simply what everyone says at all times.
Anytime there's talk about rivers or streams, that's what we're saying.
Yeah. Rivers or streams or field of dreams.
Beautiful dreams.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Rivers or streams or beautiful dreams. That is the rule of thumb.
Yeah. I can't say that enough.
Yeah. Say the quiet part out loud. That's what I always like to say, and that is the quiet part. You know?
You're right, it is. Yeah.
Well, I don't really have anything for a cold open, so I'm just going to start this thing.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Oh my god! Too random.
Behave.
Oh, that's right. That is right. It is horny effing Wednesday. Ba-ba-ba-ba-boing. Yoing. Yeah.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
That's my dinkus talking. It's come to life. Yoing. Because today is horny Wednesday.
Do I make you horny, baby?
That's right, yeah. Brian's Doinkus has come out as a special guest and is making all sorts of noise. And my Doinkus is joining in as well. And, you know, I'm surprised every time we do a horny Wednesday, I kind of hold my breath because I think that maybe Brandon will show up because he just knows.
Yeah, you're right. I know. Who knows? He might come storming in. If you see this door behind me fly open and I get attacked, you'll know who that is.
Yeah, that's right. Because Brandon does love to burst in.
He does. It hasn't happened in a while, but it used to be kind of a regular occurrence where he would just kind of show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then bada bing, bada boom. He messed up your
Brandon's
room.
In the room.
Yeah.
Oh.
That too.
I keep trying to, like, you keep saying things and I just, like, try to, like, I don't even let you get your full thought out. I, like, just try to finish it.
Oh, wait a second.
Like, our invigorating cold open about rivers and streams that I know everyone's going to want to hear. Everyone's going to be, that's going to set the world on fire.
It really is. It's so incendiary what we said in the short cold open that people, I think scholars are going to be unpacking those words for centuries.
Yeah. Yeah. In like 20 years from now, when this podcast gets like fully discovered and we're like, oh my God, they were so ahead of their time. And they're going to, like, talk about things that we say in philosophy class. Mm-hmm. That's going to be one of, like, the main ones that they study.
Yeah. It will be. It absolutely will be.
Yeah.
And the college kids 20 years from now will be like, could you imagine if Brian and Dirk were around today? Imagine the art they would create on their podcast.
Yeah.
Because by then,
and we'll be
20 years from now, Barun could be president.
Yeah, you're right. He could be. Just imagine the podcasts we'll get if Barun is president in 20 years.
And he'll be twice as tall as his dad. And he'll start getting into the one-upsmanship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to be 12 foot 10.
Yeah. Everyone says so. I'm 12 foot 10. I'm twice as tall as my dad.
I can't wait until Barun's voice just becomes Sir's voice.
Timpani's has already become Sir's voice. We established that.
Yeah. That's right.
So it's just a matter of time. The only, I think the only Trump child that would not get the voice is Trump Jr.
Right, Sir because Jr. he's too busy speaking in his tattletale voice all the time. Dad.
Right, yeah.
Baroon stole your voice.
Dad, Baroon is up for election again. And at this point, I mean, he's probably going to Sir's gravesite and saying that. Like, he's going to the mausoleum.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah.
For sure.
Dad. But I think Malamala would still be alive and quite well in 20 years.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that Sir will be cryogenically frozen.
Oh, what's gonna yeah. happen.
So they'll be going to his frozen body. Dad. You should become unfrozen now.
You need to run
in Slovenian.
Dad, Baroon wants to make Slovenians the official language of this country. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I think that we're in for like a special future if that's the case, you know, if Baroon gets to be president.
Yeah.
So today is a very special day. Not only is it Horny Wednesday, but for us, it's 420 Eve because this is the last podcast before it becomes 420. And when this podcast episode is released, it will actually be 420 Eve.
That's right.
So
yeah, the huge, absolutely huge holiday.
Yeah.
420 Eve.
And just
make sure you put your stockings out.
Yeah, exactly. You have to put your stockings out for the weed devil to come through and like put edibles and herb grinders.
Yeah.
And maybe if you've been very good, you might get a bong.
Yeah. That you got to get a real big stocking for that one.
Mm-hmm. And it has to be made out of hemp. Like if you really want the weed devil to stop, you have to have a hemp stocking.
Yeah. 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 And if you're lucky enough, you might also get visited by the weed gremlin too.
Yes.
He comes by if you're an extra good illegal weed head.
Yes.
He comes by and he leaves you, what do they call that? The dust. There's a name, Keith. I think it's called Keith, but I call it Keith.
Yeah.
And,
well, that's his name is Keith.
Keith. Weed devil or weed demon Keith.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he sprinkles the Keith all around your house and fills up a nice little a bowl, but not a weed bowl, but instead like a nice ceramic bowl.
So you have
this large stash of Keith
from exactly. Keith. Yes.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
And you can actually make a Keith quiche out of it if you get enough. So yeah, happy 420. And I think I've told this story before, but it's my favorite weed related story because it happened to my grandma who would never in her life ever want to get anywhere near weed.
Yeah. Right.
And she did. And, she
By accident.
Total accident. She and my grandpa a number of years back went to Jamaica for a vacation.
Okay.
And she came back with like a floppy hat that said Jamaica on it. And it had something else
on
it.
When you say floppy hat, do you mean like...
Like a bucket hat.
A Dr. Seuss... Oh, okay, okay.
No. Oh my God. If my grandma came back with a Dr. Seuss style hat that was like Rasta colored and said Jamaica on it, I would be... That's it. I'd be donezo. I'd say, Grandma, consider me deceased because...
Yeah.
No, yeah. this was like a bucket hat, like what kids these days like to wear.
Yes, okay.
And so it said Jamaica on it, but it also had a pot leaf on it. And she didn't know, like, this is how sweet and innocent my grandma was. She didn't know what a pot leaf was. She just thought it was like the same as like a maple leaf or like just like a decorative leaf from a tree.
Yeah.
Right. And
Jamaica's official plant or something.
Right. And so she was telling us about this hat, and she was like, you know, I got this hat and I got so many compliments on it when I was there, and everyone just smiled whenever they saw me wear it. And then she got it out and it was like, there's a marijuana leaf on this thing. And I said, like, this was at least 15 years ago. This is how long ago it was. So, like, I was a kid, and I was like, Grandma, that's a pot leaf. Like, that's why they keep, like, smiling at you. And she's like, no. And then I took a picture. I had my mom take a picture of me. I rolled up some paper like a joint, and I was like, and I was wearing the hat. But then my grandma took her sewing kit out while we were there, took her sewing kit out and got the little hook thing that you use. Like if you make a mistake on an embroidery, and she pulled out the pot leaf. So it just said Jamaica.
Way.
Yeah, she did.
No
she
way. Did. That's amazing. Yeah.
She was appalled. Just absolutely appalled.
Wow. That's so good. That's so funny. And she's like walking around Jamaica with it on.
Yeah.
I wonder if people were like doing like this to her, like the joint smoking sign, and she just thought they're being like,
hey, like chef's kiss.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what a beautiful head.
And everyone just kept looking at me doing this.
Everybody loved it. But yeah. So my poor grandma like inadvertently bought a weed hat and she was horrified.
That's so funny.
So, yeah. Happy 420. It's 420 Eve. Make sure you get your hemp stockings up, and you'll get some nice keef and some paraphernalia. If you're really good, you might get a Betty Boop joint stone in your stocking.
Yeah, you got to be really good, though, for that.
Mm-hmm.
in order for Keith to come by. And the weed dev. Weed devil.
Yeah, weed dev is what he goes by, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because he's cool.
Right.
And he's got a handlebar mustache.
Yeah. Hey, yo, kids, I'm the weed dev. Hashtag weed dev.
Hey, kids, want to smoke some marijuana? That's what he says when he comes to the house.
Or sometimes he'll switch it up and he'll be like, hey, kids, want to smock some weds?
Yeah, because he's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, get it? Ironic.
Right.
Whoa, the weed dev does ironic misspellings. TFW, you realize weed dev does ironic misspellings.
I was today years old when I learned that the weed dev does ironic misspellings.
MF that does ironic TikTok. Misspellings. Good old weed dev.
Yeah.
I went to a rock show last night, which is why we're recording tonight. Yeah.
That's right. I knew that, but I wanted to pretend like I didn't for the show.
That's like
whoa!
Yeah, that's a classic talk show move where you pretend like you have no idea what I'm going to talk about.
I don't know literally anything. I have no brain. It got taken out of my head and
you did you say, what?
It's the first time I've ever heard about it before.
Huh? A what show? Yeah, I went to a...
Did you fall in love with the girl at the rock show?
I did, you know and she said...
Yeah, okay.
She said what, and I told her that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a classic...
Classic moment.
Classic song from our youth.
Yeah. The Blinkers, the Blinky Boys.
That's right. I was thinking for a second, I thought it was a Sum 41 song, but you're right. It's Blink 182.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Blinky Boys. Yeah.
Yeah. The Blinksters, as they were known back then.
Yeah, Blinkaroni.
No, this is a much older rock show. I went to Toto and Journey. Yeah.
Okay.
So like the average age of the concert goer was like our parents' age.
Okay, yeah. I could see that for Toto. Mm-hmm. Toto, Toto, and Journey.
Yeah. Toto. Yeah. Totoro.
Toto. Toto.
I will say this, like, there was a fair amount of weed being smoked.
Okay.
Like, this was in an arena. This was a big venue.
See, that's always been such a, like, interesting thing to me. Going to indoor concerts and, like, people are just, like, pulling out the weed. Like, how does it even get in there?
I don't know, because, like...
Don't they, like, search and stuff, yeah. Right? Like... So how did these people bring it in? I've never understood that.
I mean, I assumed it had to have been like a vape or like a dab pen. But you have to go through metal detectors to get into the venue, and surely that would pick up, but yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I remember like being very young. Not very young, but like high school young. Mm-hmm. And going to like indoor concerts and big arenas. And people in there were smocking weds. And at that point, I don't think like vapes and stuff existed.
Yeah.
So it had to be like smoking a J.
Right. Now I could see.
So that's just.
Maybe like, I guess if I were to do it, if I were to like sneak some weds in to a concert, mm-hmm. I would just have an edible right before I walked in. That's how I would do
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So then there's nothing they can do about it. I have full jester's right. privilege at that point.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I'm curious if you're out there and you're listening and you've brought in physical weedawana mm-hmm. into a concert and you've used it in an indoor arena.
Yes.
I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to know the whole process. Obviously the statute of limitations are up. You know, you already got away with it. You're not going to go to crime jail.
Right.
So, yeah. I would just like to know if this is something you've done, please let us know. 260-355-5713 or reach out to us online.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
260-355-5713. I would love to hear from some people. Yeah. Because I'm really curious, and I would like to know for future reference how you do it.
Yeah. Maybe you put it like in your undies.
Me undies. Right,
because do they do like the big time tap down?
Not that right? I saw.
Maybe like a wand.
Right.
Yeah.
But like when I went through, the security people were not like, you know, looking for something to search, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't like that.
Yeah.
They basically were trying to like keep people moving. So unless like gave them a reason to.
Right.
They're not gonna
probably
violate
just
your freedoms.
Sure there's no guns.
Right.
Right, 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 right.
And I will say in the state of Illinois, I don't know what the full law is, but marijuana is legal for recreational and medicinal purposes. So
okay.
Maybe that has something. I don't know.
It could. But I still don't. I feel like it still can't be indoors, though. So that's why. And, like, how do people get away with it? You know, they're just there. They do a little poof poof. And no one even does anything about it, usually.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Or if you've done this at a concert, an indoor concert, and you've been taken away due to your crimes, I would love to hear from you as well.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah, did you get arrested? Because that would be crazy.
Yes. Right. Yeah. That would have to be almost like a back in the day type story.
Oh, yeah.
I feel absolutely. Like the arrests aren't as happening as much anymore.
No, I don't think so either. I think people have mellowed out, man.
People like, they just know, like, if, like, sometimes you can just create great art That's part of why we're just allowed to do it now, man. We just know, like, it's chill. It's totally chill.
Everybody knows, man. Like, you can just create great work when you just have a little bit of the creative lettuce, so to speak.
I feel like, and we've talked about this before, that we would like to be like on the radio at, you know, at some point as like a radio call-in show. I feel like that topic would be great for the radio callers.
My
God. We would
get
some great stories.
The phone lines are lighting up, folks.
Yeah.
They really would. Like, I think we would get a ton of calls on that.
I think people would love to tell that story.
And we've talked about this too. If we got on the radio, one of our first things that we were going to do is hire some poor slob to answer the phone for us.
That's right.
So if it ever happens that we have the opportunity to go on the actual radio,
yeah,
get ready. If you are a poor slob, that will be your time. Your time to shine. Because we are going to... Not only will this poor slob need to answer the phone for us, but sometimes also, like, be our opener and, like, go on the air a little bit and, like, warm up the audience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because we can't be bothered to be on time.
No, we're way too important and way too...
Yeah.
Way too cool for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, if you or someone you know is a poor slob, tell them to pay attention to the show because we may have a job opportunity for them.
If you were someone you know is a poor slob, that would make a great poster. I feel like
that might be
up around town.
That might be the cover art for this week's episode. Just a text box that says, and it'll be like white text on a black background. So like, you know how, sometimes on very serious shows, it'll say if you or someone you know is in danger.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It'll give, look, like a hotline, that kind of thing.
But like, I'll give our number. So if you or someone you know is a poor slob, call the OMG So Random Hee Hee Random line at 260-355-5713.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
We'll have our pick of the litter. We'll have so many poor slobs lining up. And we can just pay them from the Patreon, you know. We can give them the pauper's salary.
Right. Right. $12, a mere $12 a year.
it's such a low number that they won't even have to do taxes on it.
Right. What a dream.
We're doing them a favor.
What a dream come true.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a service we're providing. We're so like generous to all these people. I mean, Sheldon Ace Hardware, just sending them gift cards and
thank you,
providing poor
thank you
slobs,
for bringing
jobs.
That up, by the way. Thank you for bringing up Sheldon Ace Hardware, because I do want to, this is something that I decided unilaterally, because I think that you're gonna be okay with it, but every episode that we get to record, we need to right off the bat thank Sheldon Ace Hardware.
You're right. You are so right. They are the ones allowing us to continue.
Yeah.
They can stop us at any time.
We gave them the keys. Was that 2 weeks ago already?
Yeah. 300. This is Sparta. Mm-hmm. We made the announcement on how this podcast can simply be stopped.
Right.
And the only people that can do it are the staff of Sheldon Ace Hardware.
Right.
Wherever in California they are.
It's Elk Grove, California.
In Elk Grove, California. That's right.
So if you haven't listened to This Is Sparta, go back and listen to it with all of the Gadzooks challenges and all.
Can I just say, I listened back to it. I didn't really notice very many. There was one time where I heard you cut out, and it was maybe for like a very brief exchange. So it was not as bad as you, I think, felt it was. So
that could be. And I'm the one who edits, and then I listen with a very critical ear.
When I have it up on the feed.
So yeah. Maybe. But either way, if you haven't listened to episode 300, This is Sparta, go listen to it. In a nutshell, though, we outlined how this podcast could end for good. And the only way that we will stop this podcast is if the employees of Sheldon Ace Hardware form a choir and either over the phone or in person sing to us, "Give Men a Chance."
Yeah. In the tune of "Give Peace a Chance."
Right.
Yeah. All we are saying is give men a chance. And then we would just be finished. That would be it right then
We wouldn't even let them repeat that stanza. That's it. Like, just one go. As soon as they would sing, like, stop singing the word chance.
Yeah.
That's it. Stream gets cut off. Recording gets cut off. And then you have 2 weeks to listen to every episode that we have. And then it disappears from the face of the earth. And the only copies that will remain will be with me. And those will be with me in my tomb when I eventually perish. Like the pharaohs had all of their bullshit with them. I'm going to have the recordings of OMG So Random Hee Hee on a hard drive with me.
Yes, 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 yes.
And I'm going to place a curse or have someone place a curse on my tomb if someone tries to get in and take them. It's a very simple concept.
And I think that you're right that we should be thanking Sheldon Ace Hardware because they are allowing us to continue at this point. Because I'm sure they're aware of the power that they yield.
Yeah, I think they're all listening. We've established that they listen. And I think even on days like this, where we are not streaming and recording on our normal day, I think they still have it on because they're in tune.
You know, I just thought of something. I know we said we wouldn't call them. No, we shouldn't. But I was just thinking, since it's a different day and a different time, you know, would our results be different? I don't know. But we're playing with fire.
How about this? Because you know I want to call them just as badly as you do. I'm dying to know whatever happened because I check the email from time to time. It doesn't say anything. Like absolutely nothing. Last we heard, Lauren hadn't even received her gift card.
Right.
Which means that Skylar did get hers and potentially used it.
Exactly. Right.
Quick aside, I just remembered something. I was driving home last weekend. I drove past an Applebee's, and I'm not kidding you. I almost pulled over my car and ran over to the sign and took a picture because it said half price apps. And then gave the times of each day when the half price apps were available.
You should have. That's good information to get out there for the people that we're getting these gift cards to. Yeah. So they know when they can, you know, go get half price apps for free.
Yeah. We don't have to provide that service anymore because Applebee's does it already.
Right.
So something to think about. And if we do make it on the radio, Applebee's will be one of our first stops for sponsors. Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
And I think they would be delighted to sponsor a podcast that actually recognizes them.
I think so too. And I mean, we're helping their business with these gift cards just out of our own pocket too.
Yeah.
So how would they not want to sponsor us at that point?
Exactly. So I think it's a slam dunk. I really want to know what's going on at Sheldon Ace Hardware. Thank you, Sheldon Ace Hardware, for letting this show live another week.
Thank you.
Another thank you. 7 days. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
21 thank you salute to Sheldon Ace Hardware.
Oh, man. And see, I could do that right now because my wife is not
right
near me. So she wouldn't be like, what the fuck?
Right.
Although I did make her say that to me earlier. I sent you some audio files of some recordings.
Yes. Yes.
And I, by accident, because I was sending them from my laptop, and I accidentally sent all of the recordings to her instead of you. And so I tried to delete them before she could see them, but she already opened them and listened. And she texted me and she was like, did you mean to send these to me? And I was like, no, LOL, this is for Brian. This is for the show tonight. And she's like, yeah, I was going to say. She said, I opened up one of them and I was like, what the fuck?
So, oh, man.
She doesn't appreciate a scam call.
I got to tell you, I was cracking up at them. And I don't know if you wanted to play them, but maybe now would be a good time since we started to talk about it.
Yeah, so I was going to play the most cohesive one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that is the best. But I do think we should try to call that number and actually talk to them tonight.
I think that's a good idea.
They were very responsive. So just to get us into the scammer mood, let's get into We Didn't Scam the Scammers.
Unknown number? I wonder who this is. Hello?
Yes, hi. Do you still owe $8,000 to the government?
No, I don't. And I never did, bitch!
We didn't scam the scammers. They scammed us first, so we just did a reversal. We didn't scam the scammers. But now they're crying because I caught them lying.
If that doesn't wake you up, yeah, that's such a good high energy theme song. So yesterday I got a missed call on the random line from a number. Like any number, you know, that tries to scam, they just like tried to call, did not leave a message. So I thought I was on my lunch break. I thought I'm just going to call them back. And I'm not going to talk to them. I'm just going to use the soundboard. And I'm going to try to do the dream, which is us having a conversation with our Sir Clips with a scammer.
Yes.
And I am so pleased to tell you, all of you, that it finally happened. I got to do a conversation with this guy for it's a tax relief number, and I'm gonna play it for you in a second. I also want to say this number is the best one that has ever called us, because every time I called, and I called rapid fire as soon as they would hang up on me, I'd call them again. Time there was just one ring and someone would immediately come on and start their spiel.
Didn't have to press any numbers.
It was a direct line, and they were all like, hello, how may I help you? They just went right into it, which you'll hear in this recording, which I'm going to play for you right now.
Mike, I'm with Tax Client Services. This is not a sales call.
Wham, bam, I have some
very important news to give you. They'll take about 30 seconds of your time, and no one's going to ask you for any money or your credit. Yeah, hi. You still owe some back taxes with the IRS, correct or incorrect?
How bad is that?
How bad is it? Well, it says here you're owing somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000. Does that sound correct?
I never thought about it.
Never thought about it. Okay. What was the last letter you got, say, that you owed?
It says I like fishing.
How much?
I like fishing.
I like fishing.
Okay. I'll let you go. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
I wish he didn't go to... the amount because
it was
so perfect. What did the last letter say? I like fishing.
Yeah, I know. And you could tell, like, this guy was just, he was, like, dead set. And the thing is, it's, like, kind of shitty, and I'm glad that we got this recorded.
Yeah.
Because he's like, well, it says here you owe $5,000 to $10,000 in taxes.
Right.
I'm calling in. Like, he has no idea who the fuck I am.
Yeah. Like, they're acting like it's tied to your phone number or something. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's $10,000 in taxes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, too, because when they called you, it would have been the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You pick up, they tell you right away, oh, you owe this in taxes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't feel bad.
No, not at all. And I kept calling back rapid fire because I wanted to get someone to yell and to get mad and call me like a little fucker or a fucking idiot or a little asswipe.
Right.
Nobody did. And I was a little disappointed about that because, you know, I wanted it to be like, you know, angry. But
yeah,
I will say that I did get some good ones. Should I play them? Should I play the ones that I sent you?
I mean, I was cracking up at them. So I think they were pretty funny. I don't know about, because there was a kind of, there was maybe like at least 5 minutes worth. So I don't know about all.
Yeah.
But do you think there was like a,
I'm going to play the one compilation that I think is really good. And it is about 5 minutes. I'm not going to play all of them, but I think some of them, especially towards the beginning, if I remember right, they're pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And remember, this is all rapid fire.
Yes, hi, it's Matt with Tax Client Services. Just wanted to be quick here, but it looks like you might be able to get quite a bit of your tax debt down with the new IRS relief program, maybe up to 80%. Are you making any payments on tax debt at the moment?
Huh?
Do you have any tax debt that you're making payments on?
Nobody knows what even happened. I like fishing.
So that one got a little cut off.
Yeah.
And with Tax Client Services, hope you are doing well. I have great news for you in regards to your federal debt.
He didn't even. Yeah. And I was really hoping that he would have been like, my hope was he was going to be like, are you okay? Is everything okay?
Hi, it's Matt with Tax Client Services. Just want to be quick here, but it looks like you might be able to get maybe up to 80% of your tax debt down with new IRS relief program. Are you making any tax debt payments at the moment?
Sis?
This is Tax Client Services.
Sis?
Instant hang up. Which is,
but it did get him for a second.
It did, yeah.
He's like, no, I'm not your sis, no.
And it's funny because Hello, how are you doing today?
This call may be monitored for quality assurance.
And then there's a long pause. Like I think she was like truly scared.
Yeah, she was waiting for someone to come on. What even is that clip?
That's one of the old ones from.
This call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance.
That was me testing out the other. This call is being monitored.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Chad with the Tax Relief Program. Calling because our records show that you have a tax debt with the IRS.
Again,
and you
will
qualify for the IRS Tax Forgiveness Program.
Right.
This program will reduce the rest of your tax debt at absolutely zero cost to you. Did you have an estimate for how much you still owe to the IRS? Just a ballpark number? No problem. Thank you
very
much.
This call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance.
I think I lost the button where I was at.
Oh, yeah.
And there's just a couple more that I want to play.
This is Adrian with Tax Client Services. Hope you are doing well. I will be brief. This is not a sales call.
I'm kissing you. Oh, no. Take this off. This sounds illegal.
I really liked that one.
Yeah, I did too.
I'm kissing you.
I think this one, I used the kombucha yell.
Hello and good afternoon.
Kombucha! My name is Ray.
Hello? Hello?
Kombucha!
Hello?
I hereby give the executive order to invite the cast and crew of OMG So Random.
To be the architect, I can't believe he sat that long and listened.
He stuck around for a minute on that one.
He really did. Yeah. Oh man. So I think we should try to call that number again.
Yeah.
There's a good chance.
I think we should give them a good mix of us talking and some clips.
And yes, I agree.
Yeah.
And I think we could get maybe the ultimate call if they're still in the office at this
right.
point. So let's hope that they are.
Yeah.
We're sorry we couldn't connect you. Just for calling in today, you have the opportunity to receive special pricing and discounts on select products and services available to you. Press 1 now to hear the available offers. If you are returning a call...
I want to hear the offers.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Is this one of those scam lines that, like, has it all? You know what I mean? Like,
I bet it is, yeah. Where are the offers?
I know. Play offer.
Oh, we want the offers. Give us the offers. Oh.
Looking to book your next vacation or trip? Press 1 now to learn about the deals and savings available to you. Are you looking to add home services like home security, cable, satellite, or internet, and want to save big on a new service? Press 2 to speak with a local specialist and to receive a quote today. Do you or your loved ones currently need elderly assistance? Press 3 to learn about the products and services available to assist and provide a safe and healthy life. Are you interested in saving over $500 a year on your insurance plan? Press 4 now to compare insurance options and to receive a free insurance quote. Looking to make home improvements or find a local handyman? Press 5 to speak with a local contractor near you.
What?
Just for calling today, you may now qualify for a valuable gift card that you can redeem at your favorite retailers, like Walmart, Target, Home Depot, or more. Press 6 now to opt in and find out if you qualify.
Should I press 6?
Maybe, but I want to be able to talk to someone, too.
Looking to book your... For home security, press 1. For cable, satellite, or internet services, press 2.
I'm going to ask them about the gift card.
Yeah. These, like...
For home security, press 1. For cable, satellite, or internet services, this call may be recorded. Thank you for choosing DirecTV. So we can better direct your call, please choose from the following options. Press 1 for new sales. Press 2 for customer service.
DirecTV?
I'm saying new sales.
DirecTV's in on the scam?
This call may be recorded.
It's going all the way to the top.
We're going to uncover.
Thank you for calling DirecTV. Para Español, primero 8. This call is being recorded for quality assurance. Would you like to speak with a sales agent to establish a new DirecTV account?
Yes.
Please hold while we connect you to an agent.
Your estimated wait time is about one minute. I'm
going
to hit them with the investigation sounder.
Hi, I'm Bobby. And yes, you're currently on the line with the talking pigeon, which is pretty wild. But do you want to know what's even more wild? You can now stream DirecTV without a satellite. I know. Getting that primo want-for-nothing, better-than-ever entertainment experience from DirecTV without a satellite makes this one-way conversation with the talking bird seem mundane by comparison.
High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
I've heard this whole music before.
Hello there, I'm Bobby, Talking Pigeon here, to inform you that DirecTV's new Gemini device makes it easier than ever for you humans to find your favorite shows.
Ask them, like,
yes, humans, no more switching back and forth between different TV inputs, different streaming apps. How convenient, huh? There's even a voice-controlled remote. And if your voice is half as soothing and elegant and gorgeous as mine,
hello?
That's one lucky remote.
How can I help you?
High-speed internet required. Separate paid subscriptions required to watch third-party app content. Google login required.
Your estimated wait time is about 1 minute.
It's already been a minute.
Unbelievable.
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 Thank you for calling DirecTV. This is Jess. How may I help you?
Hello. How can I help you?
Yes, thank you for calling DirecTV. This is Jess. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. I got this number. This number called me because I owe $10,000 in tax debt, and somehow I ended up here. And they also told me I was going to get a $25 gift card to Applebee's. Can you help me with that?
Okay, so you said that this number called you because you owe a debt?
I owe tax. I owe tax and debt. Yes.
Oh, you owe a tax debt, and you were routed to this number, and they said you would get a $25 reward?
To Applebee's, yeah. Yes.
Sorry, I'm here too.
To that's Applebee's. Two of us. Okay.
Yeah. My name's Spencer.
Okay. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name's Tony, and my brother Spencer is on the line too. He also got the call. And
yeah, I got the call too.
We both got promised Applebee's gift cards and help with our tax debt, but somehow we ended up with you here at DirecTV.
They gave us a menu when we called. It was like, do okay, you want to go on a vacation? Do you want internet and TV? Do you want press whatever? But we were just calling regarding our tax debt, so I was just wondering if you know how your company's all wrapped up in this.
Do you know how to download apps from your phone, Rhonda? It's going to be a little bit easier for you.
I absolutely have no clue how our company is involved with that. I'm so sorry that you were redirected to us, but I can definitely get you set up with TV service, Tony or Spencer.
Unbelievable.
May I get your service address, please?
Well, my name is Spencer Henser.
He may already be in your system.
Henser?
Spencer Henser.
Spencer, and then Henser spelled the same way Spencer is, just with an H. So, S-P-E-N-C-E-R-H.
Okay. Nice.
Make sure you're installing the app.
Nice. All right. May I get your address, please?
Well, that's kind of a hard one to do because I actually live in a van, #van life. I don't know if you can help me.
Doing a lot of traveling.
Yes. I'm a traveling man in a traveling van right now.
Got a YouTube channel.
Anthony Henser, Travel Man. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I'll check it out. Excuse me.
That's okay.
Be sure to subscribe and hit the bell for the notifications.
Sorry, I have a bug.
Something's going around. I feel like I have something too.
You know, it seems like something's always going around. You know what I mean?
Really badly affected.
Yeah, it really does. I actually don't get sick often, so I don't know.
Well, that's good, but it's also stinky get, like poo-poo that you're sick now.
Either of your addresses, please.
Well, I don't have a physical address because I've been living in my van.
Hashtag van life.
Right.
Hashtag van life, yeah.
Can I still get satellite internet even though I live in a van?
Yes, you would need an address for us to check. Excuse me?
I was just telling my brother Tony he also has to pay off his tax debt. So...
Right.
So, you know, right. I just wanted to be careful with his money for the van. I don't know if the
tax debt call was legitimate or not, but you are currently speaking with DirecTV. And I would need an address to verify what services we do have available in your area. We can actually get a satellite dish on your van or mount it on a tripod outside of your van.
You can put it on top of the van?
And you'll have access to your TV service on the go.
I'm so sorry. Can I speak off the telephone mic with my brother for a second? Can I put you on hold? I need to confer something with him.
Yes, of course.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Yes, go ahead. Okay.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, I don't think she can hear us. I kind of want to give her a gift card.
Yes.
She's being so nice. Totally she's being so
she's being
nice.
Great.
Like,
great.
I was fully ready to hit her with the under investigation, and she's just doing her job, and she's being really
nice.
She's
doing great. Yeah, she's getting a gift card. You're right. You're totally right. I love it.
Hello? Are you still there? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. How are you?
Hi. Could you remind me what your name is?
Yes, my name is Jess, short for Jessica.
Jess, I'm so sorry, I'm terrible with names, but my brother and I have a confession to make. We're not actually brothers, we're podcast co-hosts, and you, Jess, short for Jessica, just won yourself a $25 gift card to Applebee's for being so sweet. You were a total sweetie to us on the phone. And we just want to reward you because you've been so nice, and we know that your job is not easy. So if you'd be able to like give us a way to get this gift card to you, it'll be all electronic. We'd love to send you a gift card.
An email. You're getting half-priced apps for free.
Hello? Are you still there? This is completely legitimate. We will send you a gift
card.
Yeah, we've sent out gift cards to a couple other companies when we've called, and they've been super friendly to us. It's kind of like our, almost a little test. You know, we came into this thinking we were going to be talking with some scammers, and we got fooled around with by the wacky phone number connections, but I think you did a great job, and, You
deserve a reward.
Great, yeah. So we usually just send it out via email. We send a $25 Applebee's gift card. It's yours to use for free. So if you're able to give out your email, that'd be great, and we'll send it.
Hi, Tony and Spencer. Would you guys like to set up television service?
No, we want to give you a gift card to Applebee's. We're not Tony and Spencer. This is Brian. Okay, well, Brian and Dirk. This is a podcast.
If you guys do not want to set up television service, you can give us a call back when you are ready at 800-531-5000.
Wait, don't,
take
please
care.
Don't hang up. Please don't hang up.
You're going to pass up on your gift card? For real?
We want to send you a gift card.
Talk to the fine folks at Sheldon A's Hardware. They've got... Oh, no! Gift card denied!
Wow.
We were begging her to take a gift card.
Wow.
Jess.
Wow. That's truly...
It's professional till the end, though.
Yeah.
Professional till the end. Still calling us Tony and Spencer.
You know what? She had her mic muted for quite a while.
Yeah.
I wonder...
You think she talked and asked, can I take an Applebee's gift card?
Yeah, I wonder if her manager was listening. Yeah.
Well, she blew it.
She blew it.
Jess, you're now a show legend, but you're going home empty-handed. What a shame. What a shame.
And
this
people,
close.
People usually respond so positively to, oh, wow, I'm getting a gift card, and it's not...
Right?
It's not nothing. It's $25. I mean...
No strings attached. Half-priced apps for free.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Wow. Unbelievable. Look at that, though. What a moment. I think that's a big moment for the show there.
Yeah.
That was our first turned... No, wait. We had another gift card turned down, but that was for ethical reasons, which, you know, great.
Yes.
Great job by... was it Sweet Rob? Is that...
Well, it was Isaiah who answered the phone on behalf of Sweet James, the attorney.
Sweet James.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Sweet yeah. James.
Sweet James.
Yeah. But yeah, he was like excited about it.
He was, and he did a great job when talking to us, and I can't believe Jess. I can't believe that.
Jess, short for Jessica. More like Jessica can't accept a great gift when she gets it.
I know. Did we give her the name of the show? I don't even think we did.
I think we said we were podcasters. I said, this isn't Tony or Spencer. This is Brian and Dirk from OMG So Random Hee Hee. I'm pretty sure I
did
said
you?
That.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think, like, maybe when she heard that we're podcasters, she thought it was a prank.
Which it was. I mean,
I guess. It's like a prank for good, though.
It's a test. Yes, it's a game show. Let's face it. It's a game show.
Yeah.
We're springing a game show on unsuspecting callers, and if they do good, then they're rewarded.
Yeah.
But this time...
If they are fraudsters and... know that they are fraudsters, then they get hit with the you are under investigation.
Yeah. And I still want to know, and we weren't able to uncover, how is DirecTV tied up in the frickin' tax debt scam? And also, you know, find a contractor, go on vacation.
Yeah.
They had a long list of scams that they were running. And somehow DirecTV is in the middle of it. Who is going to friggin' investigate this? We need some investigations done.
Yeah, we do. This is the time when, you know, that little prick Long Car would really come in handy.
Yeah.
And
he would. And we did hear from his ghost recently.
We did. Yeah. So we know that he is still around. I think, honestly, we should try to call that same number that we just called in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And try to get in touch with them. Like, we need to do a lunchtime call because that's when I was calling.
Yeah.
And they seem to be very responsive. Yeah.
We need to know what they're up to. What's going on? Why are there so many options when they're after hours?
Yeah.
And how are we getting to DirecTV with just simply two dials of a button from their line? Who runs this shit? Follow the money.
Follow the money.
Yeah.
I think our first question, as soon as someone gives us the opportunity to talk, because we know that they like to steamroll right off the bat, first question out of our mouths, who runs this shit?
And then they'll hang up, and then we'll call right back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And until we get some answers, we'll just keep calling back.
Yeah. It's unrelatable. And Jess, you know, you did great tonight, but you left empty-handed, and I guess that's the way that it goes sometimes.
Yeah. So
even the best players don't always go home with the prize.
That's true.
And you're going to drive past Applebee's after your shift tonight, and you're going to be kicking yourself.
You're going to
sign out front. It says half-priced apps this time.
And yep.
You're going to say, I had a gift card in the palm of my hands. And my simple feeble mind, but I don't think she has a simple feeble mind. So let's just say my own foolish action had that taken away.
Yes. I think that ultimately, she didn't believe, and she thought that we were scamming her. And really, like, we did start off with malicious intent, but she was so helpful and so nice.
Right. That's how you do it. That's how you win the gift card. You gotta, you know, in the face of danger, in the face of the coming storm, you hold your ground. You stand firm in your beliefs and your principles, and you deliver. And that's exactly what Jess did, but she didn't go home with the prize. So,
no.
You gotta believe. It's like what they say about Santa Claus. Once you stop believing, there it is.
You know,
you gotta believe.
It's like I heard last night at the... Oh, we have a last-minute caller.
Jess.
Hello.
Hello, this is Gerald Cormoniac from Turning Point USA.
Where?
Turning Point USA, I believe.
This is Gerald... Yes, this is Gerald Cormoniac from Turning Point USA, and I just wanted to say that I was so inspired by the speech that you gave. I heard several seconds of it, and I thought it was incredibly inspiring. I don't really know what you're all about, but I think that you're the kind of person that I could really get to be just a champion of our newest cryptocurrency. It's called Sircoin, and I'm going to need you to invest about $47,000, but don't worry, because this is the action that's going to take America back from the woods.
I never thought about
it. So what I need you to do right now is to send $47,000to at Gerald Cormoniac 69 to get your investment in Sircoin. And what that is going to do is that is going to bid your own your very own NFT Sircoin that will have its incredible alloy analog in the real world. And what you're going to be able to do with that is gain access to all of the most exclusive Sir content. And I'm so proud that you have given America and American patriots a reason to be hopeful about the future of the American economy.
Yes.
So, Sircoin, you can get it now before the bubble bursts.
Right.
I mean, before... Yes, get it.
I never thought about it.
I haven't either. In fact, I don't want you to think about it. I just want you to go off your gut.
How bad is it?
As an American patriot. It's really quite good. It's pretty great, and it's gonna we're gonna take America back. I'm proud of that.
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Ah!
You're going to get that $47,000 okay, immediately. Your you're yeah. going to get it immediately.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Amazing.
Great. So there it is. We have a big time investment. Sircoin is on its way. We're now doing business with Turning Point USA.
Nobody knows what even happened.
I do not know what happened.
We fricked around and now we're with Turning Points USA.
Yeah. And as what do you know? We tied it into a nice little bow because I said earlier, my brain absolutely does not work. I have no idea what's going on. Mm-hmm. As Sir just said, no one knows what happened or whatever. So,
yeah.
There it is.
Well, until next week, granted that Sheldon Ace Hardware doesn't shut us down.
Uh-huh. Or Jess hears this and goes and reports to Sheldon Ace Hardware because I did bring them up to her.
That's right.
I wanted her to know that we're legit.
Yep.
But now, I mean, now maybe we have to worry about Jess, too.
All of these haters are trying to make us plummish down to our predicament.
They really are. And let me tell you one thing. As long as Sheldon Ace Hardware does not call us and say, give men a chance, I will not. I repeat, I will not plummish down to my predicament.
And that's a guarantee.
Yeah.
That's a no plummish guarantee.
That's right.
Another call. Oh, they're waiting. They're Jess? Waiting until the very end.
Jess?
Hello?
Hello? Hello there. This is Richard Troiko. I am looking for a Spencer Henser.
Yeah, this is Spencer Henser.
Yeah,
hi.
Spencer Henser. Spencer Henser. Hi. Listen, this has been a big deal here. We're working late down here at DirecTV headquarters to try to get you your $35 gift certificate to Chili's.
How can I help you? How can I help you?
No, I don't need. Well, let me rephrase that. I need to get this $35 gift card to Chili's to you, so you can help me do that, so I can help you get that.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then if we're going to get that gift card, can you help us, since you're down at DirecTV, can you help us get our $25 gift card to Applebee's?
It has,
to Jess.
Since your phone call, it has been all hands on deck. We have shut down the premises to work on nothing but this issue. To get you your $35 gift card. I'm sorry, are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
No.
We're just really excited.
I said no. Because emotionally I'm not okay, because I'm just very worked up.
Well, I understand, but that's because, you know, DirecTV, we fell in bed with the wrong type of scammer. We got on their weird scam number.
Yes.
And now we need to get you your gift card to Chili's for $35.
That'd be great.
This means a lot to us, and I think this will do a lot to make amends for the pain that we went through tonight, with, of course, your employee. Even though, you know, she was great, but, you know, we left feeling a little shorted, I suppose.
Yeah.
This is Richard Troiko.
Hi, Richard. This is Spencer Henser with an H.
Did you know that I own over 12 types of paint?
Wow.
Paint? Wow.
Wow.
Tape. Can you
I've got me? Masking tape. I've got duct tape. I've got foil tape. I've got invisible tape. I've got shipping tape. I've got packing tape, which is different than shipping tape.
We're halfway there.
And I also have storage tape, which is different than the previous two tapes. I have plumber's tape. I have several colors of duct tape. I've got green. I've got black. I've got gray. I've got white. I have plain white vinyl tape. I have electrical tape. I have mesh tape.
That's 11.
To help you patch holes in your walls.
Mesh tape. There it is. We hit 12. That is 12 kinds of tape.
That's the big 12, baby.
And I didn't even name my favorite type, gaffer's tape.
From Lord of the Rings.
If you work on the stage, if you work on the stage, you know about gaffer's tape, like I do on community theater every weekend.
Of good course. For you. Good for you for being involved in your community.
Big supporters of the Orts here on the show.
We freaking love the Orts.
My name is Richter Troiko.
Thank you, Richard. So, Richard, would you like our email address? Why don't you send that gift card to us? It's going to be OMG, so random, at gmail.com.
Okay, it is in the post. It will be there post-haste.
Excellent. Beautiful. And then I think we're going to go ahead and we're going to send a $25 Applebee's gift card simply to jess@directtv.com. How's that sound?
Oh, no. You know, you guys, that's very kind of you guys, but we actually fired Jess for how she handled your call earlier. So Jess is no longer, she is no longer an employee of DirecTV or whatever our weird pyramid company is. She is no longer a part of it.
Has she moved on to one of the other numbers? Maybe doing contractor sales or vacations?
I was sweeping my garage earlier.
I think right now Jess is saying,
I did everything right and they indicted me.
Yes. And Richard Troiko, I believe he's probably gone back to sweeping his garage.
I think he has too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless you, Richard.
Great to hear from some callers at the end.
Yeah, this has been great. So, I say this is a beautiful place to end it.
I think so too.
I will say I just looked at the chat really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Pete.Owens had a major dunk on you. He said Brian got LASIK. I'm assuming because of the glasses.
I got reverse LASIK.
Hello?
Hi. This is Samuel Andrews. I was calling to speak with Brian, please.
Yes, this is Pamela Anders.
Hi, Brian. I was... No. I'm sorry. Samuel Anders.
Samuel Anders. Samuel. Okay, I thought it was...
Yes.
Not Pamela Anders? Just no. Not...
Okay. So no giant babongas.
No. My name... Pamela is my mother, but I just wanted to know if you were satisfied with your LASIK surgery and you felt like your recovery was going well.
Yeah, you see, I opted in for the reverse LASIK, where they you go from no glasses to glasses, and they really mess up your eyes with the laser. You get in there,
very
you lay down.
Affected.
I was very badly affected. They really scratched my eyes up.
Good.
And I'll tell you what,
they really get in there. Yeah, they just blast your eyeballs out of shape. It's a very powerful laser. They just cut you right up with the lasers.
The old zip zaps.
I'm happy. I just have one more question to take up. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just have one more question.
Okay.
I don't take
Go
it.
Ahead, Pamela.
Should I?
Wow.
Great question.
That's a classic question. And to that I say,
I never thought about it.
Man. Well,
so that's right. I got that reverse LASIK. So
yeah, hashtag reverse LASIK life.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Huge ending.
Huge. This is
absolutely huge.
No one's seen an ending like this. This is the biggest ending that anyone has ever seen. Ask anybody. My son Barun says he's 12'6". I don't know how he did it.
I love that Barun grew to be 12'6".
I would vote for someone just based on that attribute.
Well, that's what Ron DeSantis was trying to do with his high heels that Zach kept talking about.
He walks around in these high heel boots. I don't know how he walks in them. I tried it once. I couldn't get around. Malamala, she wears them sometimes. It looks great on her. Other times it looks like shit. I tell her, caca. It looks like caca. I look at the boots. I say, caca. I said, there's only one guy who would like those boots, and that one guy is not me. I think those are caca. That's a Meatball Run special. That's what I say around Mimi Lago. Anytime someone's wearing boots around me, I say that's a Meatball Run.
Will we, when the episode comes out, will the closing theme song play from when we started it until now?
Yeah. It's going to be like a 10-minute long remix. 20 minutes. I also want to say, as we're signing off here, I was thinking about this the other day. I did think about it. That all of our Sir impressions and Sir talk, if Sir does get reelected and he becomes the dictator that he says he wants to be, we're either going to be exalted or thrown in a gulag so fast.
Yeah,
depending
we're going
on how
to
he interprets it.
He might let us play a round of Sign or Cookie to see if we get locked up in the gulag, and if we get it right, maybe we'll go free. But yeah, I think we're in a lot of trouble.
You boys, I listened to your podcast, and I got one thing to say about it. Caca. I don't think it's very good. It's a caca podcast. Absolutely caca. I told Malamala, let the boys play Sign or Cookie. If they win, they get to go free. If they don't, you can put them in the gulag. I don't care.
We would be in the gulag would be in like the back of the White House, and all we would get to eat would be Malamala's Slovenian couscous. We'd be eating Slovenian red all day.
I think we could become big and strong on Slovenian red.
See, I would become the opposite because couscous has gluten, so I would just become the sickly boy, and I would be.
See
going
that.
Caca.
You see that one? He just does the caca all the time. I call him Mr. Higan Dudu because of Slovenian reds.
I've been feeding him the Slovenian red. It's wonderful couscous. Everybody loves this couscous. They know it's the best couscous, but this one he just goes caca.
Now the other one, I gave him my couscous captain hat because he eats couscous all the time. He loves it. Can't get enough of it. He's my little couscous captain. I'm not going to let him out. I don't want him to go free, but he's my little couscous captain.
He's my little couscous, my little couscous captain.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's my little couscous.
That, I think we need to form our own choir, and if Sir gets reelected, be at his inauguration, singing, he's my little couscous.
He's my little couscous. Cook Slovenian red, little couscous.
Little couscous in red. Pete Owens, get in touch with us because you have choir experience. It wasn't an a cappella group. So you could help us learn how to harmonize and get ready.
These four guys, I don't know where they came from, but they're singing. They're singing in harmony. They're singing that I'm the little couscous captain. But everyone knows I'm very big. I'm very big.
But not as big as my son. He's 12 foot 10.
You've never seen a son as big as this one. He's the biggest son.
I almost, like, at this point, it's so funny to me that the song is going to keep playing that I just want to keep going. Just make it, like, the official longest ending in podcast history. Like, no one could ever touch this. You know, just go on forever.
We could just to make it a little bit longer, we could try to call back and get Jess back on the phone.
What are the odds that we could get Jess back on though.
I mean, we were able to get back to Mr. Lee, patient zero, for our Applebee's gift card.
That is true, but I also think that probably there's a bigger staff working at a DirecTV than there is at the tax debt people.
I bet. You know what? I think I'm optimistic. I think we could get back to her. And I think it's worth a try to make this the longest ending in podcast history.
All right.
We're going to call one more time. And we're going to see. I'll do the talking. I'll try to get us back
there. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. You've been upgraded to our new savings line where you can save hundreds of dollars. Press 1 to continue.
Yes, please.
Is this DirecTV?
This is the same number I called.
The scam.
Congratulations! Just for calling in today, you may qualify for a $100 shopping reward voucher redeemable at your favorite retailers.
Applebee's?
Press 1 now to claim your $100 reward. Again, press 1 now to claim... Thanks! Please press 1 to confirm you want to see if you qualify for a $100 shopping reward. Wait, or press 2 to hear another offer.
Want the reward. We don't want to
see. Congratulations! Just for calling in today, you may qualify for a $100 shopping reward voucher redeemable at your favorite retailers. Press 1 now to claim your $100 reward. Again, press 1 now to claim your $100 reward. Or press 2 to hear another offer. Congratulations! Just for calling in today, you may qualify for a $100 shopping reward voucher redeemable at your favorite retailer. Thanks! Please press 1 to confirm you want to see if you qualify.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
That's an elf.
This is the David Lynch old music.
We're on Santa's line. Now our theme song will be playing over this.
Yeah.
This song.
Put us on like a block list or something.
Yeah, like she really knows the connection and just lied to us. Yeah, she didn't.
Yeah, I think there's a bigger conspiracy.
I think there is too. Yeah, I think we're gonna get to the bottom of it.
If you think that there is a bigger conspiracy,
your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line, and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
You think there's a bigger conspiracy afoot here? Sound off in the chat, because I think we uncovered something huge.
Yeah, I think that this elf man that keeps speaking is involved. And like you said, David Lynch, that it does kind of feel like this could be Twin Peaks.
Yeah, the voice,
a little.
The voice of that person sounds like something that would be in the Black Lodge.
Yes, exactly. You know, I never watched like the Return that they did.
I had mixed feelings.
That one doesn't really matter. Okay.
I wouldn't say it doesn't matter, but it wasn't my favorite. I don't know. It just
Yeah.
It was very uneasy. Like the whole feeling. Like I think he accomplished what he wanted.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Is anyone there? Can anyone hear us?
So, back on the Twin Peaks talk while we're on hold.
Yeah.
When I watched the original, and I was in like the first few episodes when Bob started to appear.
Oh yeah.
I had never, like, originally I was never as afraid of a character on TV that I was of him.
He was really terrifying. Yeah.
At first. And then it kind of, like, died down some, but, like, within the first little bit, it was, like...
Well, you're not expecting anything like that at all.
Right. Yeah.
I never thought about it.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
I wonder if I hit zero or something. We've heard this little music before, and that same message.
Yeah, that's why there's a deeper conspiracy.
Yeah.
There's some people, and it's interesting that we can now link, without a doubt, tax debt, DirecTV. Without a doubt, there is a link. They're in cahoots.
And the tax debt people are moonlighting as offer peddlers at night.
Yes. Right. They're under investigation.
They are
absolutely under investigation.
This is kind of terrifying.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
All right, pick up the phone.
I thought for a second someone did pick up the phone.
I know. Pick up the phone. Hey, pick up the phone.
Yeah!
Hello? Hello? Is Jess there? Is anyone there? Please, please say something.
Oh, we waited all that time and somehow they picked up at the same time as the yeah.
Yep.
What a shame.
That sucks.
Oh, no. They probably were listening to us, though. On hold.
Yeah.
And
yeah. They
know that we're on to something here.
Yeah.
We know there's a link. DirecTV, mm-hmm. Tax debt.
Yeah.
Who else makes up this tangled web that they've woven?
Yes. Yes. This dark web, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will.
All I gotta say is, tell everyone you know about this show, because we're on the cusp of uncovering something massive, and everyone needs to know about it. Also, one more thing, we are coming out with a line of merchandise called Thank You Sheldon Ace Hardware. We're working on t-shirts right now. We're gonna have stickers and all sorts of other things. We want this to be the next Supreme. We want people clamoring to get it, and we want people to know that we thank Sheldon Ace Hardware every day for letting this podcast continue.
Yes.
So help us spread that word and get on Patreon, patreon.com/omgsorandom. This is the longest ending in history.
And that's another reason you got to tell your friends, because this is easily the longest podcast ending in the history of podcasts.
Yeah.
And I even had something else that I was going to say to make it go on longer, but I was like, I don't know if I should. Because
I think
you
seem
like you're wrapping up.
We got to wrap it up. Yeah.
The only thing I'll say is maybe there's... Maybe Applebee's are the good guys here, and the other side is frightened of Applebee's, because that's when things kind of took a strange turn.
Yes, I do think.
Although Mr. Lee accepted the Applebee's gift card, and he's in tax debt.
I think Mr. Lee, though, he might be a good actor acting amongst bad actors. A rogue agent.
We'll explore this further. We've already done the longest ending in the history of podcasts. You've not heard the last of this. There's a lot to come because we are leaving no stone unturned.
No. And no stoner unturned because it's 420.
420 Eve, and I'm not taking insulin. Should I be?
I'm not on insulin. Should I be? Goodbye, bitch.
Bye.